Hare Krishna.
So we're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. 20. I will read first the four verses previously. Ramdas Abhiram was fully absorbed in the mellow of friendship. He made a flute of a bamboo stick with 16 knots. Abhiram was an inhabitant of Kana Kula Krishna Nagar. By the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, three devotees accompanied Lord Nityananda Prabhu when he returned to Bengal to preach. These three were Ramdas, Madhava, and Vasudev Ghosh. Govinda Ghosh, however, remained with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri and thus felt great satisfaction. Bhagavat Acharya, Chiranjiva, Sri Raghunandan, Madhavacharya, Kamalakanta, and Sri Yadunandan were all among the branches of the Chaitanya tree. Purport. Sri Madhavacharya was the husband of Lord Nityananda's daughter, Gangadevi. He took initiation from Purushottam, a branch of Nityananda Prabhu. It is said that when Nityananda Prabhu's daughter married Madhavacharya, the Lord gave him the village named Panjinagara as a dowry. His temple is situated near the Jirat railway station on the Eastern Railway. According to Gaura Ganadesh Deepika, Sri Madhavacharya was formerly the gopi named Madhavi. Kamalakanta belonged to the branch of Sri Advaita Prabhu. His full name was Kamalakanta Vishwas. Verse 20. Jagai and Madhai, the 89th and 90th branches of the tree, were the greatest recipients of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. These two brothers were the witnesses who proved that Lord Chaitanya was rightly named Patita Pavana, the deliverer of the fallen souls. Purport. In the Gaura Ganadesh Deepika, it is said that the two brothers, Jagai and Madhai, were formerly the doorkeepers named Jai and Vijay, who later became Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Jagai and Madhai were born in respectable Brahmin families, but they adopted the professions of thieves and rogues and thus became implicated in all kinds of undesirable activities, especially woman hunting, intoxication, and gambling. Later, by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, they were initiated, and they got a chance to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. As a result of chanting, both brothers later became exalted devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The descendants of Madhai still exist, and they are respectable brahmanas. The tombs of these two brothers, Jagai and Madhai, are in a place known as Goshahatta and Madhai Talagram, which is situated about 1 mile south of Katwa. It is said that Sri Gopacharya Das Babaji established a temple of Nitai Gaur at his place about 200 years ago. Gyanti Maranda Shagyanam Jana Salakaya Chakshun Miritam Yena Tasmai Sri Guru Vena Maha Sri Chaitanya Manobi Stam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Sva Vedantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nich everyone Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nichananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai. Before speaking on the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, I'd like to offer my obeisances unto Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author, unto Mother Sarasvati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Prabhupada, by whose mercy we are able to hear the nectarian pastimes of the Lord. So I repeat the translation again. Jagai and Madhai, the 89th and 90th branches of the tree, were the greatest recipients of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. These two brothers were the witnesses who proved that Lord Chaitanya was rightly named Patita Pavana, the deliverer of the fallen souls. So we have been... Why is it like that? Can it not go a little higher? Can someone fix it? Oh, here, maybe. Can you put it a little up? Yeah. So, before we read this verse, we were reading other verses, and we were reading all kinds of names of devotees. You know, you might think, so what? It's not very interesting. But it is purifying just to hear any name of a gopa or a gopi, or of the associates of Lord Chaitanya or Lord Nityananda. They all actually, all these, especially the associates of Lord Nityananda, they're generally the cowherd boys in Krishna Lila, and Lord Chaitanya's associates, mainly they are gopis. Sometimes some of these groups are only with Lord Chaitanya, and some are only with Lord Nityananda, and some are both, with both of them. So here it's talking about Jagai Madai, about two Brahmins who became debauched, who became drunkards and gamblers and rapers, so they were raping women, and they very, very, very degraded. They became very degraded, because especially, say, like 500 years ago, then a Brahmin was really a Brahmin, practically, you know, very exalted. If you, I just have recently been in Kolkata, and it's a big mess. But I've seen pictures of Kolkata in 1917, and you don't see a piece of dirt on the streets, you know, and only one car, and it's completely clean. And if you look there, you know, they throw everything on the floor, and it's just like, it's filthy. I'm sure it will change when Indians go back from America, and they don't want it, they can't take it anymore. Say, we have to do something about it, you know, clean the air and do this, clean up green and etc. So I'm sure in 50 years' time it will look completely different again. So these associates of Lord, or these two brothers, they are associates originally of the Supreme Lord. And for the pastime sake of Lord Chaitanya, to show that he is Patita Pavana, they had to play those parts of, but they really got into it. Just like I'm a director of plays, so if I direct a play, I only play with devotees, you know. So here Hiranyanya Kasipu is also a devotee, and Rukmi is also a devotee, and any demonic personality, Ada Sishupal, they are all devotees. If you play, Srila Prabhupada said, you know, especially the saintly characters like Narada Muni should be really quite pure. Because if just a professional actor plays Narada Muni, and he's called it like a farce-like, what's that? A farce. You know, it's just outwardly. One time, there is this series of the Mahabharata, and this actor who played the Krishna, he came one time to Wembley, and we had a gathering there, and he arrived and everyone stood up, and then he had to go through a gate, and he came through like that, and because of the gate, and I don't know the gate, how you call that, this arch, the arch knocked off his crown. But he realized that it was Krishna who was doing that to show, you're not God, I'm God. Like that. And it's like that, you know. If you play Krishna on the stage and you think, I'm Krishna, your dhoti might drop off, you know. You go, Or one time we did a Shamataka duel, and there was a fight with Jambavan and Krishna, and Jambavan hit the crown and the wig. of that Krishna. Krishna was blue up till here and brown here. And it was funny for the audience. It was a giggle, you know. So like that. So the Lord, similarly, when the Lord descends, all the characters around him, they're all his associates. He doesn't want to associate with non-devotees. So even the, you know, his intimate associates. And then, and in this way he performs pastimes, just in the case of Hiranyakashipu, you know, like that. So the Lord has some nice pastime and some nice fighting, either with Jambavan or you know, with Hiranyakashipu or Hiranyaksha in different incarnations, like that. And, let me see. Yes. So Patita Pavana, he is called deliverer of the fallen souls. So I wanted to. So these names which I mentioned before, I looked them up, and I want to mention something about them. One second.
Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna. Where is it? Lokanath Swami Shruti, Kolkata class. Yeah.
So the first name was Ramdas. Ramdas, he was later known. This was spoken about last week, I think. Do you remember who he was called later? Whoever was in the class last week? Was later known as Abhiram Thakur. And he was one of the 12 Gopals. And he was in Krishna Lila, he's Sridham. And it is said that if he offered obeisances to a Shila, and it wasn't a Shalagram, then the stone would crack. Like that. And he had a whip. And if he touched someone with a whip, the person who he touched became a pure devotee. Isn't that amazing? So then there is Vasudev Ghosh, and he's not only singer, like normally you have this song sheet hanging there from Sundar Arti, and then Nada Hari Hari Kari Chamara Dulaya Sanjaya Mukunda Vasu Gosari Gaya. So he's one of the main singers. So in the spiritual world, we all have a different pastime. You know, one is cooking, one is dancing for the Lord, one is fanning him with a chamara, one is washing the chamara, one is combing the chamara, one is cooking the milk, one is serving the milk, like that. And each one has a service, a special service. And when you become pure, you will realize who you are in the spiritual world, which is, you know, so... If you don't know, then it's a sign that we're not pure yet. It is, everything is revealed in due course of time, it is said. So, he composed also, besides being a good singer, he composed many songs about Lord Chaitanya. Then it's mentioned Bhagavat Acharya. Who knows, one of the pandits here, why he's called Bhagavat Acharya? Well, Lord Chaitanya was one time staying in his house. And as soon as Lord Chaitanya arrived, he started reciting from the Bhagavatam. And when Lord Chaitanya heard him speak on the Bhagavat, which was full of bhakti, because some people recite the Bhagavatam, you know, just for showing off their knowledge, maybe just they know so many verses by heart, etc., etc. But he was speaking the Bhagavat, you know, which full of bhakti. And when Lord Chaitanya heard it, he became unconscious of ecstasy, in ecstasy. And afterwards, Lord Chaitanya told him, I've never heard such a nice explanation of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, I designate you as Bhagavat Acharya. You see? Can you imagine that you're so pure that the Lord himself faints by hearing about Krishna or about himself, you know, like that. So then it was Chiranjiva was mentioned. And he's the father of Ramachandra Kaviraj, who's the associate of Narottam Thakur. And the younger son was called, his name is a famous Vaishnav poet called Govindadas Kaviraj. Kavi is poet, and Raj is king of poets. And Narottam Das, you say, Ramachandra Sangamage Narottam Das. I want the association of Ramachandra. Narottam Das is singing. You remember that song? It's at the end of the song. And then you have Kamalakanta. One second, I have just to move. Kamalakanta, he was the secretary of Advaita Acharya. And he once, he sent a letter to Maharaj Prataparuddha, who was, you know, in charge of Orissa, the king, Maharaj, he was the Maharaj. And in that note, he wrote, you know, he said, Advaita Acharya, he's the supreme personality of Godhead. But in the same letter, he also mentioned that he had recently incurred a debt about 300 rupees. And he asked the Maharaj to, you know, if he could help, you know, getting rid of that debt. So Lord Chaitanya, he didn't have any objection that Advaita Acharya was called, you know, incarnation of the Supreme Person, that he, you know, Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he didn't like the fact that, you know, that he had a debt. It's like he's a beggar. You know, it's rasabas. It's conflicting. You know, here you say he's God, and here you say, oh, poor soul, he has a debt. You can't, because God is all of opulences. Like that. So, and he became so annoyed with him, just writing this letter, and this secretary, he did it, you know, out of love, out of affection, you know. He didn't have any ill feelings, but anyway, Lord Chaitanya was so displeased that he said, I don't want to see him again. Like that. So, then it's written, Srila Prabhupada, that a devotee, he should accept, you know, gifts, and both gifts, you know, and if he's rejected or punishment of the spiritual master as mercy. So when Sri Advaita Acharya heard about that, you know, that Lord Chaitanya didn't want to see him, he told his secretary, Kamalakanta, he said, wow, you got more mercy than I. You know, because one time I wanted to get the mercy, you know, and then I was preaching Mayavadi philosophy, and then he kicked me. But you, he told you not to go and see him anymore. You get more mercy than me. And he complained to Lord Chaitanya about that. And that's in an, I wrote that somewhere else. One second. It's in another book. It's quite nice, these pastimes. We have it here. He says, thus I expounded the Yoga Vasistha, which considers liberation the ultimate goal of life. For this the Lord became angry at me and treated me with apparent disrespect. When chastised by Lord Chaitanya, I was very happy to receive a punishment similar to that awarded Sri Mukunda. A similar punishment was awarded to Mother Sachidevi, who could be more fortunate than she to receive such punishment. After pacifying Kamalakanta Vishwas in this way, Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu went to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Advaita Acharya told Lord Chaitanya, I cannot understand your transcendental pastimes. You have shown more favor to Kamalakanta than you generally shown to me. The favor you've shown Kamalakanta is so great that even to me you have never shown such favor. What offense have I committed at your lotus feet so as not to be shown such a favor? Hearing this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu laughed with satisfaction and immediately called Kamalakanta Vishwas. Advaita Acharya then said to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why you have called back this man and allowed him to see you? He has cheated me in two ways. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, his mind was satisfied. Only they could understand each other's mind. You see, so of living entities, you have yuma, and some yuma are so subtle that others, most people don't understand it, you know, like that. And Krishna, apparently Lord Chaitanya also, they're very tricky with words. You know, he says something which has two meanings. You know, in the Western world, comedians do that too, and one has a gross meaning, you know, like that. But nothing is gross in the spiritual world, when Krishna speak. You know, say, where were you at night? And then he changed the words, and then he said, you know, like that. That is a very refined sense of humor. And Krishna, he created us to have fun with, you know, to play hide and seek and to steal your lunch back or to knock you over maybe or to do all kinds of things, to pass urine on your offering or anything, you know. He's an enjoyer, the supreme enjoyer. And his associates, his nearest associates, they are not aware that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they treat him just like an ordinary boy, coward boy, or a handsome boy for the girls, and like that. They don't realize that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because if they would realize that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they would be all the time after you. You know, what's the play? Okay, you first, my lord. There's never, hey, you cheated, give me, you know, give me, you know. There's never fighting and knocking each other out and like splashing each other with water. Oh, I'm sorry, my lord. Like that. Then you can't have any pastimes. And it's the same way, like, for instance, when Lord Krishna, you know, when he was born, he was taken from the prison cell to Nandagram of the Kukula. And so when he finally entered Mathura and he killed Chanura and Mustika, then his parents were there too. And so Krishna and Balaram, they ran to the parents, you know, and paid obeisances, and they were waiting to be hugged. But Devaki, she was aware that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so she was just like this. And Krishna actually started to cry, you know, because he wanted to hug. And then by the yoga maya, then although he was like 12 or 14, 12 years old, sometimes 16, they say, sometimes 12 years old, then she, my son. And then she took him to her lap and she covered her breast and she gave him milk, and he was 12 years old and he drank it. Like, so these are the pastimes of the Lord. They're so super sweet. And the highest pastimes are taking place in Vrindavan. A little less, also sweet, but a little less confidential, or more with a little awe, is in Mathura and in Dwarka. And even more awe and reverence is in Vaikuntha. You know, that everyone is fully aware that he's the Supreme Lord, and it's all in awe and reverence. You know, just like this all the time. My Lord, oh, Supreme Lord, of the glorious day, may you be happy, like that. And in Dwarka, it's also like that. Everyone is aware. Jaya, Lord Shivki, Jaya. Just like the deities, they have to be worshipped in awe and reverence. Not when you come in, you go, hey, Goklananda. No, you pay your obeisances. As soon as you enter the temple, you pay your obeisances. I see lately that people go all the way to Prabhupada's Vyasasana and pay obeisances there. No, it is said in the scriptures, where you pay when you enter the temple, you make a sound and you pay your obeisances. You know. When the curtains are closed, you still pay your obeisances there, and then you can pay your obeisances to Prabhupada. But nowadays, I see people paying obeisances to Prabhupada first. You know, they go from there, and they go to Prabhupada first. And then I said, why are you doing that? Yes, they said, you can't go directly to Krishna. But we never did that, did we? And even in Prabhupada's room, I see people enter the room, they don't pay obeisance, they go all the way to his desk and they go like this. Why do we go like this with our left side to Prabhupada? Because if we go like this, because if I see you, you're sannyasi, I pay my obeisance like this. I don't go lie in front of you like this. To the deities, you go with your left side. To the guru, you go with your head towards the deity. Only because it's guru puja, the deities are open. So you can't have your feet to the deities. That's why you have your basis there. You pay your basis like that. So when during guru puja, and any arti, a Mangal arti, I noticed this morning that many people were standing in between Prabhupada, so with the back to Prabhupada. You never show your back to either Prabhupada or to the deities. You see these tiles there? That's the way we stand in the old days. We stand like this. The deities are there, men are here, women are here. We're not like this. We're like this. So that we're not with the back to the deities, and with Guru Puja, we're not with the back. And we keep this aisle open. We don't, although little Prabhupada is there now, but still, we always kept a space so that he could see them. Like that. Talking about Mangal Arti, you see, lots of new people come here, and there's not many dancers in the new lot of the devotees, and you all stand. And this is not a temple, a normal temple, or not a church. You see Lord Chaitanya, how is he standing there with his hands like this? And sometimes you see him with his feet like this. Prabhupada thought there's a Swami step. It's dance. We dance, and we dance all in the same beat. We all go like this, like a wave. It's nice for them to see, all like this. And the women, if they want to go to the front, you are allowed to. You're not a 10th class citizen all the way shoved in the back. You have as much right to see the deities if you want to. If you don't want to, you can stay in the back. But it's not that you're not allowed to go in the front. And then dance for the pleasure of the deity, even if you're tired. You do it for their pleasure. We don't dance for our pleasure. And Papa said, even if you don't feel like it, you just do it. And the happiness, the bliss comes afterwards when you start doing it. If you give in to your tiredness. And another thing, I saw about 10 people with their hands like this. So recently, my godbrother Ekanath Prabhu from the archives, he posted an article, and he was mentioning that in Calcutta in 1970 something, then one time it was Mangal Arti happening, and then there was some noise in the back of the temple, and they looked and they saw Prabhupada, and you know, being heavy with one of his disciples, and then a little while afterwards again to someone else. So afterwards they say, what, you know, and they said they had their arms like this. It's disrespectful. You know, it's like, you know, one time during Mangal Arti, so you need this ledge. Someone actually was leaning like this and saying psalms. They were leaning on the ledge. It's, you know, it's lazy. And you have to stand at a temple, at least like this or like this, or respectful. And, you know, they waken up and you sing for them. You sing for the guru and you meditate on the words and you dance. You make it very, not too loud, and it's a Mangal Arti tune. Like this morning, I corrected the devotee. In the old days, we were always corrected if we sang the wrong melody. It's a certain melody for Mangal Arti, a melody for evening melody. It's a raga, and it helps with the meditation. It's peaceful. It's not restless. You know, some melody, and so, you know, like, yeah, Sangsara Dava, and then the Goddess of Fortune, Sangsara Dava, Nalalida Lok. But we never sing that in the morning. He didn't sing that in the morning, but one time I did it by mistake. But I couldn't get out of it. But so, like that, so I'm telling these things because, you know, I don't know how many years I've left. And when we're gone, then, you know, you don't hear it anymore. So it's my duty to tell, you know, although I don't like doing it, but I have to tell you what it's supposed to be or how it used to be, like that. It's many things, you know. And everything what you slacken, it becomes a habit. Just like in the old days, everything we ate was offered on the altar. But then the Sankirtan party started going out early. So an offering was made in the kitchen. But now I think everything what we eat is practically offered in the kitchen. And it's not supposed to be. We're supposed to eat Mahaprasadam, isn't it? It's supposed to be offered on the altar. Only, you know, if in certain that it can't be, that there is something happening early and it has to be served. Then, like that. And if you slacken something, then it's very difficult, just like yourself. If you start getting up late, if you slack with your rounds, then it's very difficult to go back to how it's supposed to be. And that's the symptom of Kali Yuga, you know, that if you, once you slacken your standard, it's very difficult to raise yourself again. So it's almost time. Are there any questions or comments?